Praise God. Let's sing that song, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. That's number 210 in our hardcovered book. 210. Praise God. Looks like we have a beautiful day ahead of us in every way. Hallelujah. Let's start with the sunshine on the inside. Number 210. There's a chorus that we sing in our church. Maybe you sing it in yours as well. It's entitled, He is Here. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here. I have to sing it in order to get the words. Holy, holy, I will bless His name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear Him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch Him. You'll never be the same. If I can't remember the words, how can you, right? But we'll sing it a couple times and you'll catch on. You know, I tell the people, have you ever heard the Lord call your name? I've never sat in church and actually heard the name Kenny, except for my wife, maybe. She calls me once in a while. But sometimes when I'm listening to the preaching, or I say, that's exactly what God's been dealing with me about. And I realize that that word is for me. He's calling out my name. He's getting my attention. He's speaking right into my need. I don't know how the other people around me are receiving this word or what they're making out of it, but I know that's just for me. And I know that every one of us here, I would imagine, have had experiences like that. Many. Where you know that that word was for you. God was speaking into your need. My friend and I had a very good friend named Bill, Christian friend. And we spent a lot of time together. On Saturday nights, I don't know what we'd do. We'd just hang out. And then we often ended up talking in the car before we said goodbye. And we talked about all different things that interested us. But almost without fail, when I went to church Sunday morning, it sounded like the preacher was sitting in our back seat. And we would look at each other when he mentioned something that we were talking about the night before. And I've had people say that to me. You know, I was just talking about that. Or, well, that's the Lord calling your name. That's the Lord saying, this is for you. We ought to look for that and listen for that. Praise God. And so it goes something like this. Three flats. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. If you sing He is Here, you got half the song down already, right? I'm going to bring it down a little bit lower so maybe all of us can sing it. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. I will bless his name. Listen closely, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Listen closely, hear him calling out. You can touch him. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We touch you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I worship you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your need he'll supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We always want to remember to pray for our campers in every meeting. And so let's do that this morning. Such a lovely group of children, young people. Hallelujah. And God has begun a precious work in each of their lives. And so God's going to build on that today and keep on building until he finishes the work that he's brought them here to experience. Hallelujah. Brother Tom, will you pray for our campers, please? Brother Tommy Andriak.
Father, we thank you for this new opportunity to draw nigh unto you on behalf of these campers. We pray that you would reach them, that you would touch them, you would work in their lives to make yourself more real and precious to them. You know their every need. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you stretch forth your hand and bless them in the meeting this morning. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Help us to be conscious of your presence. Melt them, mold them, fill them,
yes,
and use them. Let this time be one of being filled with you, O God, to overflow, and lives transformed. A permanent work,
yes,
a lasting work.
Yes, Lord.
That you might be glorified.
Yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we had some fierce competition on the shuffleboard court yesterday, and it's not over yet, evidently. And so that we have two teams finishing up a game that's been going on for some time. It's sort of like cricket. You know, in Canarsie, we have a lot of people from the Caribbean, and they play cricket. And you drive past the fields, and you see them with this flat bat and their white uniforms. And they say that cricket games go on for days. I watched for about 10 minutes. That's about all I could take. But I guess you got to really love the game. Well, possibly this shuffleboard game will go on for days. But we've got plenty of time. Praise God. Hallelujah. We sang Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. Thank God for that. Every one of us have burdens, don't we? I know some of you, and I know some of the burdens that you carry. And then those that I don't know so well, I assume if you're human, you have burdens that you carry too. If you have loved ones in your life, you know, we just don't carry burdens for ourselves, but we carry burdens. Sometimes the heavier burdens are for the people we love. You know, if I have a problem, well, I can trust God and learn to trust God, but I'm concerned about that one. But, you know, the Lord says, just cast all your burdens upon him. Whatever concerns you concerns Jesus. Casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you, Peter tells us. And that means that he cares about you, and it means that he takes care of you. He really cares for you. We have to believe that. And if we believe that Jesus really cares for us, then we just tell him everything. We pour out our hearts to him. We share all our burdens with him. And we find that as we do that, that somehow he lifts the heavy end. And we find that we're able to bear those burdens, and that we're able to believe God, and he gives us courage and in the midst of all of these things. And the Lord wants to lift your burden this morning, and he wants to fill you with joy. He wants to fill you with confidence that God is able, that God is working, that God is more concerned about that person that you're praying for than he is, than you are yourself, and that the best thing you can do is just entrust all of your cares to him. Hallelujah. It doesn't do you any good to hold on to them. They just hold you down, and they don't help anybody else. But when you give them to Jesus, oh, praise God. And he fills your heart with light and then leads you in his way. Praise God. So let's do that today. And don't be afraid to just tell him everything and leave it with him. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. There's another song in the book, 457. I know that page because that's my birthday, April 1957. Oh, the love that sought me and the blood that bought me. Let's sing that also. And then let's be free, see what God has for us this morning. Praise God. 457.
Oh,
today because Jesus never stops seeking us. Some of us he's been seeking for years. Oh, that love never gives up on me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God's seeking you today. He wants all of you, every part of you. He wants for himself. Hallelujah. If he didn't seek us, we wouldn't seek him. But the fact that we're here today shows that he has a great loving interest in every one of us. And we ought to yield ourselves to that. Thank him for it. Accept it. Give ourselves up to the Lord in a greater way this day by his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I surrender.